Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your host, Raheem. Politics is what's up for today. What's the difference between Trump and Biden? That's the question we ask ourselves. What you're doing, searching. As I walk the path, being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused and read what you show. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of light and I will get what I want. How about that? Okay. Well, today is politics, and very interesting because politics is really what runs our lives. Politics is where all the power is. Politics is where all negotiations happen. Politics is what's going on to run government, which is what we're supposed to be doing. So we're going to talk about government in a little different way. The topic of the day is the difference between Trump and Biden. We're going to go to someplace a little different today first, before we get into the main topic. Let's talk about government, what government is, and why you have a part in government. What gives you the right to be able to vote in this democracy? You know what I'm saying? First of all, this is the country is set up as a trust. This is what you have to understand. That's why I ask people to learn about trust, study about trust, see how trust works and what they do. The indenture agreement is of the trust is the Constitution. Everybody who works, who runs for office, are actually trust managers. All trust managers must take an oath to follow the trust agreement, which is the Constitution, okay? When you're born in the United States, okay, if you're born here, you're a citizen of the United States citizen. As a United States citizen, you automatically become a trustee. As a trustee, you're automatically a beneficiary of plans and programs that the country has set up for its beneficiaries. You're talking about children under 18. Once you get over 18, you become a full-fledged trustee, and you have the right to participate in who runs government, hence the vote. This is how you monitor what these people are doing out there. You have the right to vote because you are a trustee of the country. And with the right to vote, you can decide if somebody is not doing a good job, if they're screwing up, or what's going on out there, and you can begin to change things around by putting people in office that's going to do the right thing, that's going to obey the Constitution and follow the rule of law, how the government has it set up, you know? Now, there's people that are doing everything they can to circumvent things that make things better for people, you know? They think that they're supposed to, they think that you're supposed to be their slave, okay? People who think like that should not be in office, should not be a trust manager, because that's not what this is all about. That's not what the whole thing is set up by founding fathers. I'm talking about George Washington, I'm talking about President Hanson, and then when they set the system in motion, along with the Moors and the colonists and everybody else, all five tribes was pretty much together when they put this thing in motion, okay? And if this thing is run properly, this here could be supposed to be a paradise for everybody. You follow what I'm saying? Instead of it being a paradise for other people, some people are taking the lion's share and don't care about nobody else. So you have poverty, people sleeping on the street. They're just not doing what it's supposed to do. You follow what I'm saying? Now, as Jesus said, you're going to have poor. The poor is with you all the time. And as the book says, poverty, I'm talking about the Bible, poverty is the destruction of the poor, you know? Person going to be poor, paying their bills, eating, getting their children out of school and all that. And they're okay. They can survive like that. But when you lose everything, sleeping in the street, homeless, dumpster diving, as they call them, that can destroy the character for the best of us, you know? So, you know, we need trust managers that's going to do the right thing, you know? And that's why I posed the question today, what's the difference between Trump and Biden, okay? All our presidents okay, within their first 2 years in office, institute some type of major legislation to change things or to make things better. You follow what I'm saying? The Republicans focus on economics, and most of it, economics going from the top down to the bottom. Whereas Democrats at this point are focusing on economics from the bottom up to the top, which is how it's actually supposed to go, so that you don't have people destitute sleeping in the street, you know? Now, so we back to the main topic. That takes us into the main topic. What's the difference between Trump and Biden? Okay. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. It's a big difference. I was on talking to somebody talking about policies and the difference in their policies. Trump hadn't started no new policies whatsoever. The policies that were set up by Obama for his first 2 years, all he was doing was signing executive orders to undermine everything that President Obama did. Now, if you're for the entire country and for everybody to prosper here in this country, you look at what Obama did, and he did a pretty good job. He had a lot of opposition from the Republicans because a lot of them think that they're supposed to be your ruler. They're supposed to be your slave master. They're supposed to take over your slave. What do I mean by that? Listen, okay? You're an incorporeal entity. That's what you are. And you're living in this old flesh suit. This meat suit will do whatever you tell it to do. So in essence, everybody in the country, all gods are slave masters. And the body is your slave, and you're the master of it. Now, everybody's trying to take over your slave. Everybody, you know, that's in power, I'm saying everybody, people that's in power are trying to control what you do with your physical body, how you spend your money and all that. But they're trying to do that through law, legislation, and straight-up propaganda, straight-up lies, you know. They'll lie, con, maneuver, and so many different ways to get you to give up control of your body, you know. And they've been doing a pretty good job at it so far. But you have to realize, but this is why they don't teach the truth about the book, the Bible, okay? Now, let's start by dealing. Let's go back to the main topic, okay? Trump was in office for 4 years. No new policies. He didn't come up with no new policies whatsoever, so I can't really talk about what he did. He signed old policies, trying to make them new policies, like the Iran agreement, you know. They had Iran under a non-proliferation act with nuclear weapons, okay? So they could not actually build up the nuclear weapons. And Iran signed off on it. It was good, you know. But Trump came in and he undid that. He unsigned for it. The thing to clean up the planet, you know. Obama had an agreement with all the countries on the planet, you know. Trump popped it out of that. The North Atlantic Treaty agreement, you know. It could have been done better, but it was a pretty good treaty for the most part, and Trump popped it out of that. He changed just a couple of things in it, wanted to sign his name, wanted to take credit for the treaty. The man didn't have any new policies. I don't think he actually knew what he was doing. Well, he didn't know how to be no president. I think he's a great con artist. Now, anybody that opposed or have any comments about that, or you can just press 1 on your dial, and you'll be able to talk. And if you are a Trump supporter, then you can jump in and let me know what you think that he did that was so great, you know. There was already a border wall down there when he took office. He didn't build no new border wall, no new wall down there. He had money to do something. When Biden got in office, he took some of the money, gave it back to the Pentagon. So he took money from everybody to build a little wall, but there wasn't no wall getting built. People think he was scamming the money, but we don't have evidence for that. You know, he was on they're going to bad talk you no matter what you do. Excuse me. They're going to bad talk you no matter what you do. But we're here to discuss the differences right now between Biden and Trump. Now, Biden only been in there, a little more than 3-4 months. He just, six months. Okay. The first thing Trump did was block him and not give him the necessary information so that he could hit the ground running when he got in there. The second thing they did was they delayed his people, his team, from getting in there so he can go to work and do what he has to do. And it's very important that we know the difference between what Trump and them was doing and what Biden is doing. Now, remember, if you have a comment or something about it, all you have to do is press 1 on your dial and let me know that you have something to say. And we can talk about the difference between Trump and Biden. That's what the show is about, you know? It showed the difference in the two people. Biden has already passed new legislation in a whole lot of areas in reference to the COVID-19 package and what he put in there to help so many people do things. In fact, he got some nice things in there that some of the Republicans are bragging about what he's done there, you know? And Trump been in there for 4 years. And, you know, honestly, there's a couple of things that we give him credit for. Okay, he negotiated the price on the vaccine. Yes, he did that. He was slow getting started, getting the people acclimated for the vaccine. 500 and something thousand people dead on his watch. Okay, the facts speak for themselves. In my opinion, he was a racist. He was racist. He emptied out his cabinet from all the black people. He got rid of most of the women that was there. He didn't think that women should be in his cabinet helping run things. I mean, the man just didn't do a good job. This is my opinion. The man just didn't do a good job. Now, Biden just getting in there. Now, the crisis that we had at the border with children in the cages, they're gone. They're not there no more. He didn't solve that problem, or he can't solve the people coming in because what's going on in their country. What a lot of people don't know is that the reason why these people are leaving is because the 1% that's getting all that money, they're in these people's countries starting a whole lot of trouble to take their resources and stuff. And the American government's right behind them helping them do this stuff. That's why they're coming here. They need to get some kind of safe haven because of what's going on in their country. You know, in order to stop the people from heading to our borders, we have to fix what's going on in their country that we're messing up, okay? We have a lot of influence around the planet. The United States have a lot of influence around the planet. And when you have somebody in there in office and don't really care about the black countries that feel as though that they should be ruling over you, they should be, you know, they're supposed to, they're just supposed to be their slaves. And we have a problem with that. We have a problem with that person that's in office, you know? And I think Biden and Kamala Harris is going to do a better job for all of the people, for the country itself. And it seems like the Republican Party at one time was changed to help people. Coming out of Lincoln, after they killed Lincoln, it's been downhill with the Republicans every time. I know my aunt and them, they were staunch Republicans, you know. She's over 90 when she died. But they love the Republican Party. But the Republican Party ain't what it was during the time of Lincoln. The Democratic Party, well, it's not what it was during the time of Lincoln either, because they were the Dixiecrats. They were the racist Klan members and all that. They were in the Democratic Party. So once the people got wind of what the Republican Party then shipped to and their policies, they switched over to the and become Democrats. They jumped out of the Republican Party and went to the Democratic Party. Mostly just during the time of Roosevelt, you know? Roosevelt was adamant about people becoming Democrats. But for the most part, black people in this country has been under white mob rule. for the last 90 years. That's what's been going on. So this little white insurrection thing that they're doing, it's nothing new for the black community. In fact, they passed a little black hole law because we had more congressmen and senators in office back then than we had now. They passed a law, kicked them all out of Congress where they couldn't run no more. You know, it was absolutely amazing the way they did that. And once that happened, there was a trend to enact more Southern type of system in place to keep them in the driver's seat. And that's what they've been doing for the last 90 years. I mean, we have to go through, if you check out black people's history in this country, over the last 90 years, we caught hell in this country. It wasn't an easy journey. But we knew that the country was set up by black folk. I'm talking about President Hansen and them, during the Continental Congress. We knew that the country was set up by them. We knew that it was our country. And it was just a matter of time because of the Constitution that we'll be able to fight our way back to power. And that's what's going on right now. Now, once we realize that this is not a black-white issue, see, that's the key to the whole thing. It's the five tribes issue. All five tribes have to work together to bring about the change in this country. We can, but it would be great for everybody, you know, and that's what and how it's supposed to be right now. The only power that the average American have, right, is that vote. And when you don't exercise that vote, you're giving up your power to change. Trump was a terrible president. This is still my opinion. Trump was a terrible president. But we got him out of there through the power of the vote. Now, if he wasn't voting, if we didn't vote, how would we get him out of there? Only we get him out, we have to knock him off. And that wasn't going to happen. You follow what I'm saying? Because that's not who we are. So through the vote, we fired him. And he refused to take the loss. He's still running around trying to count votes and all that, but it ain't working. Now they know that we know where the power lies. We know how to do things through the vote. So now what they're trying to do, these little Southerners, what they're trying to do now is limit or make it very difficult for people to vote, okay? People that don't think like they think. That's what I'm talking about. And it ain't a black – we think it's a black and white issue, but actually it's not, because you got a lot of poor whites that's not going to be able to vote because some of the districts that they did that was poor rural areas where white folks are. And it's going to be difficult for them to vote as well. They play a rough game, and they do a lot of things to the press to make you think one thing when something else is actually going on, you know? So you have to study. This is a political night. Now, like I said, all you have to do is hit one on your dial. If you want to make a comment or anything about politics or about what you think about Mr. Trump and what you think about Biden and Kamala Harris, you know, or if you want to talk about Obama, we can do that too. Just hit one on your dial. I know that you're on the dial. Open up your mic and you'll be able to communicate. You know, you'll be able to talk or give your opinion, okay? If you have a show or something and you want to talk about your show or your business, then you can advertise. And we don't charge nothing for the advertising here, okay? So you can do that as well, all right? Now, the topic for today is what's the difference between Biden and Trump? And I think that the difference is night and day. Now, when the vaccine first hit, well, not the vaccine, but when the virus first hit, he telling people that it was a hoax. Like, we're trying to blame the virus on him. We wasn't blaming him for the virus. We were blaming him for handling of the virus. Then he politicized the mask, had people not wanting to wear the mask to protect themselves while so many people was getting affected and dying from the virus. This is what I'm saying. That's the kind of person he was. He wanted to make it a Democrat-Republic thing, and both Democrats and Republicans were dying like flies out there. The virus didn't care what political party you were in. It jumped on you and knocked you off. Now, so now, once once the vaccine companies, right, started working on the vaccine, right, this is kind of strange because I think the vaccine companies were working on the vaccine before they even knew that the virus was here. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of interesting how these drug boys work. These drug dealers were, you know, they had to sell those drugs. But I'm not going to, I'm not going to assassinate nobody's character without no evidence to prove that's not who I am. But at any rate, once Trump got the vaccine and the vaccine was being distributed to the states, because his job was to make sure that the vaccine got to the states and to the people. You talk about warp speed, but it wasn't on warp speed. The states was complaining. They wasn't having a vaccine. They couldn't get that. They didn't have enough manpower and support and resources to put the vaccine into people's arms. To be truthful, it was a mess, you know? Once he got out of office and look at just the statistics, once he got out of office, he had the same vaccine that Biden had. You know, like they had two different vaccines. They had the same vaccine. But it's a difference in management, a difference in distribution. And that made a difference between Trump and Biden. Biden got in. He opened the country up to go after bringing the vaccine to the people. And you can see the difference from the time he got in office to now. 500,000 people dead on Trump's watch. And to be truthful, I don't know how many people died after Trump got kicked out of office, and how many people are dying now because the news media, they're not talking about it like I think they should. You know, they should have put a lot of emphasis on those people, their families, how they coping with the deaths in their families and all that, and that would have made more people get involved with the mask wearing and taking a shot. You know, to be truthful, I wasn't going to take a shot. But mine was some blood clots, and I'm sitting in the VA for 3 or 4 days. I'm a veteran. I'm sitting in the VA for 3 or 4 days. I said, well, I'm here. I didn't have COVID or nothing. They checked me twice. I didn't have it. I knew the difference between the shots. One shot works with the immune system, and the other one works on the virus itself. So the one that worked with the virus itself, that's the one I wanted. That was the Pfizer vaccine, okay? And the other one works with the immune system. So the Pfizer one, that's the one that the president took. The other one, that's the one that the vice president took, okay? But now they decided that they're going to release the Pfizer vaccine to the children. So I said, well, if they're going to give it to the children, I'd rather take a shot. So I got my first vaccine, my first shot. My next one is due in 21st of this month, but I'm also thinking in terms of going to Africa because we're sponsoring a trip to Africa, the UAIA, our brother Tadiki and Sister Malika, they're sponsoring a trip to Africa, so we are trying to get more and more acclimated to that, so I'm trying to get my shots done and get my passport and stuff. But because of this blood clot situation in my lungs, I'm not sure. I have to check with my doc first to make sure that I can make the trip over there like that. No, but we'll see. But right now, in my mind, I do want to go, you know. Now, I'm going there for a different reason than most people might be going. I'm going over there to talk to the gold miners because I buy and sell gold, and I want to go over there, and I want to get gold at a cheaper price. And when I bring it back here, I can make a nice little profit on the gold. But see, the thing is, we, as a society, we're trying to figure out ways to make money for the people in the society. We want to put the money to work. We're tired of working jobs, 8, 10 hours. Some of us working two jobs trying to pay the bills and stuff. So what we're trying to do is put the money to work rather than the people working for the money. Let's have the money working for the people. That's how the big boys do it. And we got to start thinking like the big boys. We got to play this game. I don't know about the gambling on the stock market. A lot of them are gambling because they know the inside information. They call it inside trading, which is supposed to be illegal. And so it's only illegal if you get caught. That's not a big boy's thing. It's a gamble because the stock market is gambling. So they're gambling. If they're doing inside trading, they're gambling, you know, trying to do it where they don't get caught because it's the gamble anyway. They're trying to reduce the risk of their gamble in the stock market. You know what I mean? So the whole thing is kind of interesting. But we want to put the money to work. That's what we want to do, okay? Now, and that's my big problem that I have with Donald Trump when he got in there. You know, I'm just not saying it just to be standard. He's doing things that he's done things I really don't think he should have done. This is my opinion. Mostly I'm giving. Now, if you want to give your opinion, you can, like I said. All you have to do is hit one on your dial. You can agree, disagree, or whatever. All of it, it's all good, okay? The most important thing is that I'm glad you're on the line. I'm glad you're here. I see the numbers popping in. I'm glad you're here. At least I know that, that we have listeners here and that everything is, you know, and I'm not here by myself, okay? What I like to do is... I was only going to do the commercial on Sunday, but I decided to do it every day, you know, just I'm shorting it down a little bit so it won't take so long because we were sitting 5-6 months for a commercial, you know, when we were watching TV. That 1 minute commercial is too long. We kept the skip button and all that, but we're going to keep the commercial short. But I'd like to get back to the people that are working, doing things, and trying to help themselves get a little bit ahead, you know. This Elohim Five Tribes of the Constellation, Elohim Society of Love, okay? Our radio presents Elohim Speaks. We're here every day. Well, we're trying to be here every day, but things are going on, so, but we're here every day. Most days we're here, okay? So check in at 8 o'clock. Just call the number and see if you're here. And if you don't have if you're not getting the text about the number, about the show, then we might not have your number in our list. So you can give me a call. We're going to add your number to the text list that you're about to share. That's 215-758-1703. That's the call number from 95. Let us know. You know, you give us your number so we can add your number to the text list, okay? Okay. Now, we have a CD on the market called Jesus Coming. Elohim Christ, that's my stage name. That's the name I go by when I'm out in the public, okay? Elohim Christ. And you can catch us on YouTube. You want to get the album. Or YouTube, you can just go on YouTube, Elohim 10-track, and you can listen to the album. And you can buy the album on Amazon, Walmart, Spotify, eBay, we're everywhere out there, okay? Okay, and so we're going to be here from Monday to Sunday. We're going to be here every day, okay? Unless something comes up, and then you might have to miss the show. Like something comes up Friday, so I won't be on the air Friday because I'm doing it's not like a DJ thing, but I need speakers and stuff like that out there for a show that people have. And one of my grandchildren is doing a fashion show. So I'm going to, do like a little DJ thing with them for a fashion show this Friday. So I won't be on the air this Friday. It's nice that I can participate in what my grandchildren are doing out there, okay? It makes a difference, all right? Okay. Also, I'd like to give a shout out don't forget my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, Christ Has Come. That's on the airways. You can pick that up on Amazon. And the calling number for the CD, it's in a CD and a book form. So the calling number is 215-758-1703. That's from 9 to 5. Okay. And like I told you earlier, I'm in the gold business. If you want to know more about gold, buying and selling gold, give me a call, 215-758-1703. Or you can email me at lchristlim@gmail.com. Okay. Now, I also like to give a shout out to Hart Butler, who booked the Rocks Crowd. I like him because he understands history. Our Legacy of a Nation show will be on Saturday. We'll be hosting Legacy of a Nation show on Saturday, the same time, 8 to 9, okay? We're doing this in honor of Brother Mac, who normally hosts Legacy of a Nation. So he's recovering pretty good, so hopefully he'll be back on the air soon, okay? Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to Tammy, Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra Levitt. She has a spoken word. She speaks pretty good words, so check her out. I'd like to give a shout-out to Nikki Lau. She's a spiritual advisor. We want to find out more about what she's doing on YouTube and on the air. It's call-in numbers 909-749-8626. That's Nikki Lau. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121 out of Philadelphia. At the UNIA under the, you know, organization of Marcus Garvey started. Just give President Mark B a call if you want to know more about what the UNIA is doing. I lost my spot here. just give me a minute here. I lost my spot. I'm going to have to come back to that. Okay. I'm skipping through it, trying to save some time here. The UNIA number on the president Mark P is 267-2320. Let's screw up here. Also, the UAIA, they're offering the land to build on in Africa. So if you're trying to hook up and buy some land in Africa and make a profit, building buildings and all that stuff there, yeah, give UAA a call on the RBG Industries. They may be fine and clothes and everything. The call in number 609-638-5828, okay? Sycamore Electric, for wiring outlets put in and changing the light fixtures and home alarm systems, okay? That's Sycamore Electric. Give them a shout-out. That's 215-909-3352. And I'd like to give a shout-out to our brother Thomas Thornton. He has 6 CDs on the market. So you can give him a call to find out more about his CDs and what's going on at 267-259-4077. I also like to give a shout-out to the Philip Cox Learning Academy. After licensed, certified, she's registered. She's a registered nurse who's currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. You go, girl. Okay. her call in number 610-638-8352. From 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., the email at philipathleningacademy@gmail.com, okay? Now we have naturopathic healers. That would be Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3842, okay? Those are the announcements that we have for today. Now, hopefully, actually, I will have more announcements for you, but right now, I'm cutting everything short. I'm cutting the time down on the commercials, okay? And that's what I'm doing right now. So right now, let's get back into the topic for the day. This is the politics, all right? Now, those of you who are on the line, right, we call Elohim Five Tribes, all right? Society of Love, that's who we are. You have a church, Geronical Church of Christ and Allah. Christ and Allah, we'll explain those two things back there on Sunday. That's our religious or spiritual day. We do religious stuff. What I'm saying, because the ministers aren't teaching the book right, because that book, the Bible, is supposed to bring you power as well as influence, right? You have to know the difference between the two, and all that's in that book, what they call a Bible. It's most of us don't know how to read it. Well, we do a thing on that on Sunday, the Bible 2.0. Now, back to politics. Like I said, all you have to do is hit one on your dial, and if you want to give a comment or a statement, and we'll open up your mic, and you'll be able to voice your opinion as to what you think about Trump or Biden, for Kamala Harris, and what's going on out there. You know, now, let's deal with the difference between the Democrat and Republican Party. That's another question that I want to throw out there, you know. Now, remember, most people really think they're the same guy, you know, and I'm not too far from that myself. It's all about the people, the trust managers that you vote in to run those particular parties, okay? The Democratic Party seems to be pushing for the people. The Republican Party seems to be pushing for the money with people with the money, you know? It costs a lot of money to run for president, to run for these offices, you know? And 99% financially is more powerful than the 1%, okay? Because we can put up $9, $10, $20 million a day, you know? Whereas it will hurt the 1%. It will hurt them to do that by themselves, put up that $9, $20 million a day. And see, with the 99%, it only costs us $10 a day. See, them $10 a day as opposed to $90 million a day, you know what I'm saying? It's a big difference. So we have. So we're in more power than the 1%. They're not more powerful than the 99%. The problem with the 99% is that we're not unified in what we're trying to do, you know? Because once the 99% unified, this country could be a paradise. And it really should be a paradise because everything is right here that we need, you know? They're suppressing information about what certain tribes are doing, the black tribe, and the information that they're, the stuff that they're making and all that is not being taught in school. The children don't know what's going on. They don't know what the tribes are doing, the brown tribes, the red tribe, the other tribe. They don't know what anybody's doing out there except for the white tribe based on the way they teach and stuff in school. And the only way that's going to change is through your vote. You have to vote the right people in so that they can put the right people in places to make a difference. If you don't vote, all right, then you're limiting yourself, you're limiting your power and what you can do. Now, in order to vote properly, you have to study. I suggest that the first thing you do is go on the internet and look up the chain of command for your city or state, wherever you are. Find out who's the bar captain, the alderman, your congressman, the senator, what's happening with the city council and all the different offices that you have under the mayor. You know where I'm coming from? And find out what these guys are doing, especially the judges. We just had an election for one of the top judges in the doggone city, and I'm not hearing a whole lot about it. I'm not even sure who was. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm getting at. We have to find alternate ways to find out what's going on rather than relying on the press. We should be able to call each other and talk about these different things. But all we're talking about is what happened in the movies, the last show. These things that the 1% put out there to distract you from what's really going on. Like our children, they're running around with football and baseball and basketball, and none of them are going to turn pro. They go make that money, but they know more about what these guys do, what they have for breakfast, how many balls, how many shots they made, how many points they made, how long they've been there. They know all this information, but ask them something about the alderman. They don't even know who that is. About the district councilman in their area, they don't know, you know? So they don't know who to call when something's going on. You know, they call in City Hall, and they don't know who to talk to. Half the people that's going to get something done ain't the one in City Hall. That's the one that's in office. They have separate numbers that you can talk to them to find out what's going on, you know? So this is where you need to put your attention at. Politics, this is where you need to put your attention at. You need to pay more attention to the political arena because that's what's controlling your lives right now. Let's deal with just one part of the Constitution right now, where a lot of people are running around saying that they used to say we were 3/5 of a human being according to the Constitution. Excuse me, my voice got screwed up a little bit. They used to say we 3/5 of a human being according to the Constitution, but that's not what it says. See, now when you take the census, now, you know, everybody knows, everybody's on the line, now they come by and they take the census every now and then, right? And once a year they take the census, counting the people. based on how many people you have in your area, that's how much money the federal government is kicking back to the cities and the states and the counties and stuff. You know where I'm coming from? Now, back in the day, when the Europeans had their slavery, had slaves, the slaves were considered property. You feel me? Yeah, the slaves were considered property, and they can only declare 3/5 of the slaves as property. They didn't think you were 3/5 of a human being. You know what I'm saying? They give them out the wrong information. Because the people that brought you over here as a slave, that had slaves, they knew who you were. If you check, you'll see that most of the stuff that's being built was built by a so-called slave. So-called slaves built this country right down to the White House. Okay? Wasn't white when they first built it. It was brown, but they painted it white. So right down to the White House, they built the dog on thing. I think it's the same guy that built the clock. Benjamin Banneker, I think he was the guy. Laid out the city of Philadelphia, what it's going to look like. Now, the guy was so smart that him and a French guy was doing it, and the French guy had some kind of falling out or something. The French guy left, took the plans and left. But the brother built the White House from memory. That's how smart this guy was. He built a building like that from memory. But I'm just saying, this is the kind of stuff that need to be taught in school. They're not teaching it in school, all right? Just like we did not win, okay? We did not win independence from Britain. This is what they're teaching in school. In 1776, George Washington might have declared independence, all right, because he wanted to take the nation in a different direction. He wanted to keep the slavery thing going, whereas the Continental Congress was breaking out. The Continental Congress wasn't about that. So they made George Washington a general. He did a military coup, took the army, declared war on Britain, right? And they fought for 33 years and lost. They lost. And it teach them a lesson. Britain sent the government troops over, burnt down the White House and all the government buildings. Okay? Now, you can Google that. If they still, well, they started to control the internet. They started to stop something from the internet. But you normally, I Google it. And when I Googled who burned down the White House, it came up, Britain burned down the White House. Okay? And then if you read the treaty that they signed after they lost, it was the Treaty of 1812. They're trying to make it like it was two different battles, but two different wars, but it wasn't. All the same conflict. From the time they declared independence, he went the war against Britain, and they lost. He hooked up with the French. Napoleon was in the war at the time, and his brother, his name won't come in, brother from Haiti. He defeated Napoleon, and Napoleon would have been their greatest general, but this brother knocked him off, you know. But what they didn't realize that they weren't just fighting Haiti, they were fighting the Americas. See, the America was a global enterprise at one time. That's why I like the books from Rod Cryout by Horace Butler, okay? If you can get his book and do some reading, he give you the information and give you proof on what's going on, okay? We're still talking about politics. I don't really want to get into Black history, but a lot of stuff is not being told, and we don't know this stuff because they're not teaching this stuff in school, all right? They're giving themselves credit for stuff that they didn't do, okay? Like the guy that flew the kite, electricity. They had the bad day battery electricity before this guy was even thought of. Okay. In fact, the Egyptians had machines making clothes out of electricity. They was doing electroplating gold over there. This was before before these guys even came here, you know, let alone, you know, did something. But they're giving this guy credit because I was flying a kite. Now, these guys were there building pyramids and all this kind of stuff. You know how big one block on a pyramid is? But they give a guy credit for gravity because of apple on his head. They just doing any little thing to get themselves credit, like the atomic bomb, okay? Einstein had 8 black mathematicians work with him. The black mathematician cracked the code for the atomic bomb. They brought him in Washington, gave him one of the highest civilian awards and every darn thing. But in the history book, they only mention Einstein when they go to school. They mention Einstein. They don't mention the contribution that we have been making in this society. Talking about black gold, that's who we are. I didn't even get too far off topic. We're still dealing with politics, but we're supposed to be talking about the difference between Trump and Biden. And it's a big difference. It's a big difference. Once you really get into the facts, you Google what the two of them have done. And if you Google what Obama did, okay, and then Google what Trump did, you'll see that all Trump did was trying to undermine what Obama did. He didn't do anything new at all. He didn't set up no new policies. You can look all this up for yourself, okay? Now, Biden's in there right now, and I think he's doing a pretty good job. But he's starting to swing a little bit to the right here, you know? So we'll see what's going on. We have to watch him because, you know, most people realize that they're really the same guy. You have to be careful. Yeah, that's your vote count. That's why you have to get it in vote. You have to let them know that you're ready to run your government. And it is your government. Don't forget that. It's your government, okay? And when you complain about the government, what you're doing is you're complaining about the guy in the mirror. Because it's up to you to research and find out what's going on and get in there and vote these people out that ain't doing a good job and get somebody in there doing a good job, you know? You might have to give up a few dollars, maybe $10 or $20 here or $30 there to make sure it happens, but that's a lot better than having an idiot in there like Donald Trump. I don't think too much of the man, but I've got to give him his props. This man kind his way all the way to the White House. I am not mad at him. You follow what I'm saying? I mean, for him to be able to do that, I'm sure he was as surprised that he won as most people were surprised that he won. But I figured he was because of the way the press was handling things. And right now, you cut the news on, all they're talking about is Trump. Trump, 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 Trump. I don't even want to hear the man's name, but all they're talking about is Trump. So the press is trying to do the same thing that they did during the first, when he first ran. Just dominate the press with all his stuff and not give Biden and Harris hardly no time. Trump's going to jail. Trump did this. Trump did that. And Trump going to, they knocked him off of Twitter and they knocked him off of Facebook. But how come all the news commentators are getting his message out? Every time you turn the television, they're talking about what Trump did. Don't nobody care. I mean, I don't really care what he did. They don't never have to tell me what the man is doing. I really don't care because he's not really doing anything. So I'm saying they took him out. Now, instead of just saying news, they said breaking Trump news now. You know what I mean? There's a little tricks that they use so that they can give the people that they want more airtime. But you got to remember, the people that was in Trump's cabinet that he was hiring to work for him, they were the rich, super rich folks, and most of them own the doggone news stations. So, you know, so things are pretty lopsided out there. But what I'm saying, this is a political night. Wednesday, every Wednesday, we're going to be talking about something political, politics, some kind of way. So make sure you tune in every Wednesday about politics, okay? Let's go down what we're going to be doing all week long, all right? Now, like I said, I'm not going to be here Friday, so you won't get a text for Friday. I wasn't here yesterday. Yesterday was Tuesday. No, I missed Tuesday, which is the day I don't like to miss. Because Tuesday, we're talking about Tyrannical Scriptures, Complete Violence, the Secret Doctrine. It has information in it that I really want to get out to the airwaves, but I couldn't do Tuesday. So we're not going to be here Friday as well because I'm doing a fashion show with my granddaughter, 20 years old. That's not my granddaughter. That's my great-granddaughter. Holy cow. Yeah, she's 20 years old, and she's having a fashion show. And I'm going to do the speakers and a DJ for at the show, so I won't be here Friday. And I'm just glad I'm able to help out the grandbabies, you know, because they need a little help whenever they can get it, you know. Now Sunday, we're going to be dealing with the Bible, Bible 2.0, teaching how to read the book so that you can get the power. It tells you how to eat. Proper economics, right? You keep your money in your pocket, everything. If you follow the economics that's in the Bible, you'll never be broke, okay? And you won't be in the hospital every 2 minutes, all right? If you eat the way the Bible's telling you to eat. Well, that's what I'm saying. They're not teaching you, they're not teaching you the real, how to read a book. So we're going to show you how to read the book. The Bible is a code. It'll upgrade your thought process so that you can ask better questions about the book. Okay? And Monday, that's what we give society news, what's going on in society, what we're trying to do and what's happening. You know, that's on Monday from 8 to 9. Okay? On Tuesday, like I said, Trial of Scripture, Secret Doctrine. Wednesday is politics. Thursday is economics. Now, if you're having trouble handling your money, Thursday is the day you need to call in. About what to do to make money, to have more money. And Friday is about health. If you're feeling sickly and all that kind of stuff, you know, check in on Friday because we're going to be talking, well, not this Friday. We're not going to be here this Friday. And and Saturday is Legacy of the Nation, that's Black History. On Saturday, like I said, we're talking about history. So that's what we're going to be doing all week. I just want to run that by you. Now, the call-in number is 516-453-9230. That's the call-in number to get into the show. Now, if you have specific information about the book that's on the market, Tyrannical Scriptures, A Crisis Come, or if you have questions about the CD with the book or my album that's on the market, or if you want to know about the meditation CD that we're getting ready to release, we haven't released it yet, but we have a meditation CD there that we just finished. You want information about that or how to get it, you can just call 215-758-1703, okay? And you'll be able to get the information to keep up to date on what's happening, especially with the meditation and stuff. The CD is designed, there's tones in the CD that's designed to activate your pineal gland and your pituitary gland so that the energy from the kundalini can flow like it's supposed to, okay? If you know what a kundalini is or the pineal gland or pituitary gland, then those are questions that you can ask on Sunday. And or you can go to the internet and just Google that information to help you out. Now, a lot of you trying to set up diets and stuff, I suggest you look at Dr. Sabi. He's pretty good at what he does. Well, you have people in there. They killed him a few months ago, but they have people, his students and stuff is carrying on with his work, naturopathic students, and you can get cold and cleanse and all that stuff about what to do there, okay? we only got about 2 minutes left. So, like I say, I want to thank everybody that's on the line. I appreciate you calling in. And just remember, now normally Sunday is when I talk about love a little bit, but remember our motto, love is the act that makes others feel good. I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law or reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. When you speak out your mouth because of who you are, you're actually writing into the universe because everything you're saying is literally being recorded. One strand of your DNA can handle all the information that's in the Library of Congress. And they're just learning how to read DNA. So they're getting better and better at it. But you have a lot of information in your DNA. And you can actually read your own DNA. But you have to have the DNA. We can talk about that on Sunday because that's coming through the Bible, having that DNA awake, and that's one way to get it, okay? excuse me. that's been a long day. Okay, with that, we only got about a couple of seconds left. So with that, I'm going to thank everybody for on the line. I really appreciate you calling in. And we will chit-chat again tomorrow. Now, tomorrow is Thursday. We're talking about economics. So those of you who are having trouble with your money, make sure you call in and find out. And we'll talk about economics, how to get that money working for you, rather than you breaking your neck working for money. Say much love. Remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. And we will chit-chat again tomorrow.